situated between pink macarons and surfboards, Rhonda, Lois, and Felice nostalgically delve into their childhood dreams at the World of Barbie exhibition in California, less than a month prior to the premiere of one of the most eagerly anticipated summer blockbusters. "We are little girls once again," Lois gleefully comments, accompanied by her friends of the same generation, as they strike a pose in front of the fuchsia slide of the ball pit, the prime attraction of this sprawling single-story house dedicated to one of the most globally renowned toys. In Santa Monica, a stone's throw from Los Angeles beaches, the organizers have replicated Barbie's universe across 2,000 square meters. A van parked under palm trees, beach chairs, an oversized radio, and even a spaceship, visitors traverse an idyllic world drenched in pink. This exhibition, since its initiation in April, has already welcomed 50,000 attendees, typically adorned in pink and glitter, reviving the frenzy surrounding the doll ahead of the release of the film Barbie, slated for July 21 in U.S. cinemas and July 19 in France. However, according to the organizers, the event does not directly correspond to the Hollywood comedy helmed by indie cinema luminary Greta Gerwig and starring Margot Robbie as the famed blonde bimbo and Ryan Gosling as Ken. Barbie has served as an inspiration for several decades, genuinely exemplifying that one can assume any role they wish, says Lucy Treadway of Kilburn Live Agency, which collaborates with toy company Mattel to orchestrate the exhibition. Her favorite doll? The Barbie Frida Kahlo. The film's launch triggers an onslaught of marketing ideas, each more pink than the last, targeted at nostalgic adults. Airbnb offers a chance to win a night in a life-sized Barbie house in Malibu, and numerous partnerships have been established to market Barbie's suitcases, Barbie Xbox controllers, electric toothbrushes, and makeup. Barbie, since her inception in 1959, has emerged as a global pop culture icon over more than six decades. At the Santa Monica exhibition, a mini-museum traces the history of the toy, from the first black and white swimsuit-clad Barbie to the latest more inclusive Barbies, such as the one in a wheelchair. Visitors willingly queue in the vast wardrobe to take selfies among clothes dyed in candy pink, canary yellow, and turquoise. However, for many little girls navigating this universe, the ball pit seems to be the highlight. "This is the most thrilling," confess Morgan, Taylor, and Kristen, three sisters celebrating their seventh birthday with their parents. In one of the most visited rooms, several life-size toy boxes allow visitors to photograph themselves as Barbie the director, skater, explorer, or mermaid, with the slogan, "You can be whatever you want." "I believe Barbie has been at the forefront of numerous things, but the most crucial was self-love. Don't be fearful of who you are," reiterates Ms. Treadway, the organizer. This motto appeals to Emmanuel Fernandez. Dressed in an open shirt and shorts with pink and turquoise prints, the man in his 30s decided to visit the world of Barbie after watching the film's trailer. "I aspired to become Ken," explains this man, who recently took up bodybuilding, with his abdomen exposed. It appears his gamble has paid off. In line to purchase a pink cocktail, Mr. Fernandez truly feels as if he's stepped into Ken's shoes, who is Barbie's significant other. "I'm pleased, everything is to my liking," he declares. "Everything here is so beautiful."